The iris flower is another traditional Quechua subject, representing qualities such as strength and health. In Japanese art, these flowers are perhaps most well known in the work of Edo artist Ogata Korin, who famously rendered an abstract view of water on either side of a bridge featuring thatches of bright blue irises. Made around 1703, Korin's irises were painted on a six-panel screen and silhouetted against a gold leaf background. Korin was inspired by classic Japanese literature, specifically The Tale of Ise. Written around the year 980, this work features a protagonist who encounters a beautiful patch of irises while walking near a river. Korin also includes an acrostic poem with the first syllable of each line spelling out the word iris in Japanese. Korin's irises are a prime example of the rich symbolism of the Quechua genre, which could incorporate references to classical literature and poetry, as well as larger philosophical views of the natural world. For Western audiences, the most well-known images of irises were painted by the post-impressionist artist Vincent van Gogh. Less well-known is that van Gogh's irises were inspired by those of Korin's, whose paintings were known to him through books that featured woodblock reproductions of Korin's work. These books circulated in the West in the late 19th and early 20th century. Both artists create irises featuring bold outlines, a variety of viewpoints, including close-ups, and large areas of evenly bright color. The case of Korin and Van Gogh demonstrates how Japanese artistic traditions traveled to Europe after 1868, where they too inspired new works of art. Indeed, the French word Japanism was created in the late 19th century to describe the Western obsession with all things related to Japanese art and design. The images of irises before you was created by perhaps the most well-known of Shinhanga bird and flower artists, O'Hara Kasson, in 1928. Artists like Kasson and his publisher Watanabe would have been well aware of the popularity of these other irises, and their decision to recreate them in the Shinhanga style was a calculated one. At a time when Japan was defining its national identity on a world stage, artistic movements such as Shinhanga demonstrated the rich cultural traditions of Japan while asserting its status as a modern nation.